The reason Atkins works appears to be more common sense than science. People on restricted carbohydrate diets eat fewer calories. That's according to a study out of Temple University School of Medicine. UW-Madison nutritionist Sherry Tanamuharjo reviewed the study. She says it underscores what many nutritionists have long believed about food and weight loss.
A calorie is a calorie is a calorie. And so I think it was enlightening for us as nutritionists to realize that, oh, well, they're eating less, so of course they're going to lose weight.
The low-carb industry likes to tout studies which show high-protein diets have favorable effects on weight or cholesterol, but the long-time diet, popularized recently by Dr. Robert Atkins, has been the subject of heated debate in medical circles for 3 decades.
One of the main epidemiological findings is that you can develop cancer if you don't have a diet that's high in fruit and vegetables.
High-protein diets restrict fruits and vegetables. Diets like Atkins allow people to eat bacon, cheese, and other high-fat foods. But the overweight diabetic studied by researchers in Pennsylvania did not overeat. In fact, they ate fewer calories than they burned. Researchers discounted popular theories that Atkins causes beneficial metabolic changes. They also rejected notions that most of the weight loss is water, or that people eat less because they tire of eating a diet dominated by protein. Rather, Pennsylvania scientists believe that carbohydrates stimulated hunger in the type 2 diabetics they studied. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.